This program is made possible by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. Thank you for listening.
Friends, have you ever heard the expression, join the church of your choice? Well, of course you have. We all have heard this expression at one time or another. What does the term imply? Well, number one, it implies that God will save a person regardless of what church he joins. Number two, it implies that all churches are okay. In reading a tract by a friend of mine, he stated that there are presently over 1,000 different religious organizations in the United States. All of them think that they are right. Of course, many of them think that everybody is right regardless of what they teach. Of course, in this concept, they are very wrong. Notice, a thing is either right or wrong. If I say that all men must be baptized in order to obtain salvation, and another fellow says, no, a person only has to believe, and at that moment he has salvation, then one of us has to be wrong, for you cannot have two contradictory statements and both be right. Such is an impossibility. Thus, with over 1,000 religious bodies in the United States today, how can we know which one is right and which one do we want to be a part of? First, any church that makes the statement, join the church of your choice, is wrong to start with. The Bible nowhere teaches us to join the church. One cannot join the church of the New Testament. It is impossible. And by the way, while we're on this subject, let us point out that we never read in the New Testament that the church ever voted on whether or not to accept a person as a member. However, if you want to be a part of the New Testament church, then you can become a part of that church or a member of that church simply by obeying the sweet gospel of Jesus Christ. Notice what took place on the day of Pentecost. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. Now just what did those folks hear? Was it not the preaching of Peter and the other apostles? They preached that these people had crucified Jesus Christ. The people wanted to know what to do, and Peter told them in verse 38. Now notice verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. These same people who responded to the preaching of the gospel were added to the church. Friends, you could not join the church of the New Testament if you wanted to. However, the Lord has made a way for you to be added to the true church, and that way is to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Unless you're willing to submit to the Lord's will, you will never become a member of the church, which Peter preached about in Acts chapter 2. The church which the Lord spoke about in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18, upon this rock I will build my church, is the church to which the Lord added baptized believers in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. Isn't that the church you want to be a part of? The next time someone says, join the church of your choice, remember this. The Lord says, let him add you to his church. This is the right way to get into the church, and it is the only way.
Thank you for listening today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bibleway Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We also would like to encourage you to visit the Online Academy of Biblical Studies, that's OABS.org, and consider enrolling in one of their classes in the fall or spring semesters. As always, we thank you for listening.